is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
God, for you today, it's a blessing as well as the privilege to come into another year, giving God the praise and the honor that's deserving to Him. One of the things that I've thought about for many years as I grew up, whatever we say, we should live by those standards. Whatever the mouth speak it, the feet ought to walk it. When we bury something in the treasures of our heart, that means the core of your mind. Not this, it's the core of your mind. It's the righteousness of God. And the only thing that God eats, when we get to heaven, y'all, listen to me good. When we get to heaven, we ain't going to have nothing physical. All we're going to do is eat word. Word is life. That's eternal life. You have nothing else. And every day, you're going to be able to praise God. Everybody in heaven going to have the same mind. No distinction, nothing. The Bible say on this earth here in the physical church, he put many gifts in the church. And all of them good for the building up of the church. But not one in the church no greater than the other. Now, we need to know that now. We need to know it. And wherever you go, you ought not be ashamed to just tell, I live for Jesus. That's so simple. I live for Jesus. That's all you got to do. I live for Jesus. That's so sweet. I don't have to express myself everywhere I go. My lifestyle will speak for me. I promise you, you can put a camera on me. I'm not ashamed where I go or what I do. My life speaks for me. People tell me all the time, even last night at church, they came up to me and started asking me about questions about churches and stuff like that. And I said, well, I can give you an opinion, but that's not proper from God. I can give you a scripture. Not a lot of them, just one scripture. And you go and read it, then you get up and tell it. I said, but as far as I'm going with that, because see, the devil come to steal, kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Until we all come together in unity and the peace and the loving of God, we're going to fail. I promise you that. We got to have the same mind in this church, on this earth. Sixth chapter of Matthew says, let that will be done where? On earth as it is in heaven. And ain't nothing in heaven separated. Everything in heaven on one accord. And do you not know, for I read the scripture, do you not know that your pastor, if he's not walking in the word, you don't have no right to walk and listen. No, you don't have a right to listen, but you have a right to walk in the word. But if I'm in the word, you don't have to ask no questions or give no statement. Just walk thereby. Simple as that. That's what God wants from all of us in this house. I believe the body made up of many members. Huh? Many members. Is that biblical? Many members, just what? One body. That's all I know in the book. And none is greater than the other. So in this coming year, I ask this of the church, that we come together in the unity of God's spirit, not our spirit, of God's spirit. Walk holy and acceptable unto him. That's all we can ask. But the church was built by the blood of Jesus. It covers you. And when Jesus washed and baptized you in the blood, then you are clean. And then what he do when you get clean, he just build you. And when you hear the name of Jesus, you automatically spring with praise. It's an automatic thing. So we in the pastor don't teach praise because I think most people in here got more sense than me anyway. That's an automatic thing. Thing gonna click anyway. When you walk to the door at Walmart, you don't have to say open. It's gonna automatic open.
Well, how great is Jesus than the Walmart door? Let's be real with this stuff. If you walk in it, talk in it. If you talk in it, walk in it. And you're going to be one that God has called. For this is God's ministry. We all working together with Christ. None of us better than nobody. And that's where God can't perfect the church until we come on one accord. You need to know and understand this. I know we got different pictures, different. That's why I tell you all the time, I don't want no opinion. Give me Bible. I don't want no feeling. Give me Bible. If you get Bible in you, we're going to all walk together in perfect unity. That's what the word for. Get us to walk together. Jesus had 12 disciples. All of them had to say the same thing. They had to teach the same thing. They had to walk the same way. Even though many of them was from different areas. But they had to do everything Jesus said in order to get their life perfected. Today, we want to look at this. This is the beginning of the new year. So we need to drop that, because I plead the blood of Jesus over this church. That if I'm walking upright before God, what's wrong with you? Me telling you to walk like I walk? It's in the Bible, like that with the Apostle Paul. What's wrong with me telling you, just walk like I walk? Don't worry about nothing else. Just walk behind me, not side of me, in front of me. Walk behind me in the same structure Jesus walked. I need to be walking. And then you need to walk behind me. And that'll have peace in the church. It won't be all this commotion and stuff in the church. We'll be bitter and undecided and all these things. We need to cover. We talking about the Lord, but we need to get all the foolishness out of our mind and do it like God say do it. From Romans 15, we want to look at that. And I tell you, it's rough. You know, I know people say that church too long and all that. I can sit in church all day. I used to do it anyway and listen at the word, but it wasn't no foolishness. It was the word. It was the word was coming forward. Well, no foolishness, just the word. And that's how I grew. I grew up on a pastor that taught me and lived by precepts and example and showed me how to live. And I thank God today for him. From Romans 15, the book said, in tradition, I know you're standing up, that's a tradition. That ain't biblical nowhere. Ain't biblical nowhere. That's just a tradition you do. If you want to do it, you do. If you don't, you don't have to do it, because it's not scripture. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproach of them that reproach thee fell on me. Whatsoever things were written aforetime, were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one towards another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. And listen, now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of circumcision for the truth of God, confirmed the promises made unto fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he said, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. You can sit down and be seated. Thank God for that. It's trying to get the church back where he put it, so we can have fellowship and harmony in the church, because we can come to church every Sunday, and if we got different minds, you just come in here and show my dress up, you know. I got a nice suit on, some shoes, everything matching. That's what we're coming for. Are you coming to receive the drilling rod of glory, which is Jesus Christ? And in the beginning, just in case y'all didn't know, in the beginning was the word. I don't care how much you preach, you can't preach nothing but Jesus, because he is the word. And if he's the word, what you looking for something else for? Stand on the word. Stand on the word, and he's going to make it all right. what are you trying to do? And I asked a question to myself. I can't judge nobody else. Who are you trying to please, man or God? To please God, that you got to walk in his spirit. To please man, when he pats you on the back and say, good job, that's man, that's what he wants you to do. But to please God, to walk in the righteousness of God, do the things he commissioned you to do, do the things that you know is from the Bible. That's why sometimes church folks are condemned. Know why? Because people look at you, they look for faults in the church. They're looking for faults in the church so they can point their finger at you. But if you walk upright before God, don't have opinion, just do what the words say, they can't find no fault in you. Therefore, there is now, therefore, no, condemnation in the word. In you either when you're walking in the word. We got to understand that and understand God. The Bible says, hey, we got to learn to be strong. We got to be strong in the Lord. We need to bear the infirmities of those that's weak. Do you understand that? If you're strong and got all that strength, you all see it wrapped up, tied up, and tangled with Jesus, then you need to walk upright. Then people see you, say, look, that's a light there. That light shines everywhere it goes, it's shining good. And I can see by that light, that's Jesus is the light. That's his word. He said he's the light of the world. As long as he was here, he was the light. Now, when he went back to his father, he said, you the light. Look at the authority that he's given to the church. Say, you the light now. I'm at my father, at the right hand of my father. You are the light now. People ain't going to see it, letting me see it through you. What did he say here? You got to bear each other's infirmity, the weakness. Don't please yourself. I love singing. I've been around singing all my life. But I know singing ain't going to get me in heaven. Y'all didn't hear me? I can name them groups and I've been with the group. There probably ain't a group around here I hadn't been on program or something with them, had something to do with them. I know about singing, but it ain't gonna get me in heaven. None but the pure in heart, what? Shall see God. Now listen when I say pure in heart. That's mature in the word of God. Gonna see God. None, that's all. He goes on to tell us here, and I think that to see, the foundation of Christian unity consists of what? Mutual respect and acceptance among all the believers, regardless of the race, color, or creed. Everybody in this church, I know everybody in this church ain't grown. I'm talking about in the spirit of Christ. Who are grown? But guess what? The same way I treat Dudley, I got to treat bad the same way. If I can't do that, then I'm not in the will of God. I'm not in the will of God. Now, the scripture did say, always be nice to them, but be good to everybody in this building. That's my job. I don't know what y'all job is, because I'm worried about my job, to get my job like God says, so he can tell me this, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on, I'm going to make you rule over many things, but you can't rule unless you don't follow somebody. That's on earth. We forgot, huh? When you went on your job, God knows. You didn't go to that boss in that job. You had to learn your job. Once you learn your job, you get skilled in it. And you know how it goes, and you do put everything in place. He said, let everyone, watch this, please his neighbor for his good edification. And that means the building up of the church, to make the church look good. Do we meet the report that we talk about in church when I go in the highways, the byways, and Logan's, and whatever place I go? When I get in there, do people say, oh, that's a good guy. He's a low-down rascal. The report got to meet what you say everywhere you go. Your report got to come in with you, come out of your mouth everywhere you go. And you got to teach. Don't let me do all the teaching or tell you teach what your life is. We got to have no reason to know what God teaches. We got to all do the word of God. Now, y'all read just like I do, but I don't understand it. Why are we separated? I'm not separated from nobody on this earth. I'm not going to participate in your sin, but I'm with you. You can be a dog. I'll give you high five still, but you ain't going to leave me to be a dog. We got to understand that. That's why the Holy Ghost came back to earth to what? Keep us until Jesus come back and receive us unto himself.
That's the purpose of the Holy Ghost. I don't sit on no pedestal and look down on you. I'm right here on the floor with you. And I share the things with you. Say, share one another's burden. If I'm just standing up all the time giving you orders, you do this and do that, what kind of preacher am I? I'm always giving orders. You don't see nothing good in me, but I'm always telling you what to do. That ain't no preacher. That's a dictator. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it's written, the reproach of them that reproach thee fell on me. Good God Almighty. Order your footsteps. Every day you walk, he order your footsteps. What you gonna call him for? And you in church talking about you wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up, but you gonna call him? What you calling him for? I'm right here with you. You ain't got to get on your cell phone and call me. Just speak straight to me. You got to walk in the light as he's in the light. If you walk in that light, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Everywhere you go, he's going to make it a show. He's going to show you where to step. He's going to show you every step to make when you walk in the light, just like Jesus walked. I ain't say like I walk now. I ain't ask you to walk like me. Walk like Jesus, and you'll see the image in me. The word said, but even Christ pleased not himself. What? You mean to tell me that I ain't in church to let y'all know how bad I am, how good I am, how silly I am, how intelligent I am? That's what I come to church for. I didn't. Maybe somebody else did. I didn't. I come to church hoping that you receive what the word say, and that the word will quicken you. Quicken means change, anoint, set apart for the work of God ministry. That's what it means. I didn't come here hoping to give you, stand up 5 minutes and then you say, boy, Rev, he told do it good, but he ain't stay up there. I ain't worried about no staying up long. I'm worried about planting the seed. I'm worried about planting the seed of God. And I don't want to water nothing down. I want to tell it straight forward. Now, when I know better and I do wrong, God going to take care of me, y'all. He going to take care of me. But he told me, make sure you let the wheat and tares grow together. And when I come, I'm going to separate it. He told me that. He said, it's written that way. It approaches them. All that stuff come up on us. It was us. We were supposed to go to jail, but Jesus come, paid our bond. He paid for that. We ain't had to go through that no more. We ain't got to go through that part. We couldn't, because they searched heaven and earth and couldn't find nobody on this earth in heaven worthy to come pay our debt that we owe to God. Nobody was found. So he made it sweet for us. He come and laid his life, a living sacrifice, holy life. He presented himself before God, fuller, took on, it was put on him sin. He did away with sin and death. Sin and death he did away with. Well, Rev, we still dying. Well, no, the house that he let you use, it gets sick sometimes, and it lay down every now and then. But you ain't got nothing to worry about. Know why? Because he already got it fixed up.
Because the most important man is that emblem man. Come on, that emblem man is the most important man that you're looking at.
Well, why, Pastor? Because if this earthly house of this tabernacle, if it dissolves, I have another. I ain't talking about one. I have another building, wasn't made by man, but eternal from heaven. That's God's spirit. That's God's body I'm talking about. We took on his image and his likeness. We look like the Lord alone, we walk in his will. And the Bible said when we shall see him, we're going to look just like him. And I can't look like him when I don't practice it down here looking like him. Well, several things were written aforetime, this head, Old Testament, whatever, were written for our learning. Please listen at this now. That we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. If you stay with these scriptures, you ain't got to worry where you're going to spend eternity. You stay walking in the scripture, you ain't got to worry about where you're going. They'll tell you where you're going. I come here and say, I'm going to help. You watch my walk, watch my talk, watch my deeds that I do. Watch how I treat you as a human being, as brothers and sisters in Christ. That's all you got to watch. When you go to the movie, you don't tell the theater what to play. They're going to play the movie already posted. So you just walk in the light as he's in the light, and the Bible says you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. So a lot of times people judge you. I know. I've been through it. They judge. They tell you what you can't do, what you ain't, and all that. Don't worry about it. Tell them you ain't easy and go on about your business. That's the short way. You don't argue with people in the Word of God. Just go on about your business. The scripture, if you stay with the scripture, what they're going to do is purify you. How many people know that the scripture purifies this body? The scripture identifies Jesus in this body. It tells us what to do, tells us what to say, tells us how to get along with you.
That's right.
Do you not know that in the Word of God, as a pastor of a church, if this young lady here, she got an idea and she won't back up on her idea, you know what I do? I shut up. When I get her by herself out of church,
yes,
I'm going to give her the scripture, and that's it. And we gone. We gone. That's what God wants. He don't want me to tell her in the church, make her feel bad, make her shame. That's the work of the devil, y'all. That's devil work. Don't do that. Don't ever get into that. Lionel Smith knows what he's saying. I've been through it. The word says, now, the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded to one towards another, it's according to Christ. Good God Almighty. Dear Apostle Paul said, let this mind be. For a perfect, even as Christ is in heaven, is also perfect. Is y'all telling me I'm wrong? How? How can I be wrong? Tell me. How can I be wrong? When I'm walking in the ways of God, walking in Christ Jesus like he said I need to walk, and I won't fulfill the lust of my flesh. God of patience. What do you mean, Smith, by patient? Patient. Look, you ain't where I am, so I got to bring you up until you get where I am. I got to be able to put up with your mess until I can get you straight. Then I expect you to walk with me. When we can see the same road sign, we're going to turn the same way. But if we don't see the same road sign, we're going to go in different direction. So then, my job here at this church is to help everybody in this church to follow me. That's providing that I'm following the man that gave, who is the Word. John 1 and 1. In the beginning was what?
The Word.
The Word. The Word was what? And the Word what? Was God. Everything was made through the Word. There's nothing on this earth made without the Word. So then, Smith, what are you saying, that I'm supposed to be the first example? I'm supposed to live by precepts and example? Yes, you do. And the deacon's supposed to be right behind me. Right behind me. The deacon's supposed to be right behind me according to Scripture. The only two authentic places in the church that God put. Now, we put all the others together to make the church, mortify the church better. But the deacons and the pastors, the only two officers in the church.
It ain't saying nothing about you. You could be smarter than me, I'm more academic sound than me in the scripture, but that ain't got nothing to do with the authority. Has nothing to do with the authority. As the pastor, I am the physical overseer. According to Acts 20, 28, I am the physical overseer of the church on this earth. The deacons, I'm supposed to turn to the deacons, and the works of the church is submitted in the hands of the deacons. It's in the hands of the deacons, and they better, and I'm overseeing everything, and they better stay in line, or I'm supposed to come and reprimand them according to the scripture. According to the scripture now. So if I'm walking, I can tell you how to walk if I'm walking. But if I'm not walking, I can't tell you. I'm going to be a liar, and the Bible say the truth ain't in me. But if I'm walking in the will of God, you're going to have to listen. You got to listen, or you're going to be tormented in hell. You got to listen. I'm telling you. We all have all these opinions and ideas. It ain't going to get you nowhere. The Bible said that you may be one mind, one, mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, one mind. I bet 50 people in here thinking about other things now. Some want me to sit down. Some don't want me to say what I'm saying. They looking at it just like I am, but they don't want me to say it because it's affecting you. It affected me because I ain't guilty of it. And they want me to sit down. They want me to say, he been up too long now. All kind of stuff. I've been through the storm. I know how it go. Some don't want me to say anything. Let everything go like it's going. It's all right. God don't fix it. But I'm here to tell you, God done fixed all the fixing he going to do. Now it's up to us to fix it. As long as I was in the world, I was the light of the world. Now that I'm going back to my Father, ye are the light of the world. All of us in here, not just the preacher. Everyone else in here is a lighthouse now. And we got to do it like God said for us to do it. Receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of the Father. Do you not know, Reverend Benjamin, if me and you can't get along, one of us is the devil. I don't care what you say. If we can't get along, one of us is the devil. I stand on it. I stand on it. If we can't get along, one of us is the devil. And if I know you're the devil, I know I'm walking in God's will and you're the devil, leave you alone. The Bible says if a man be ignorant, let him stay like that. Can't get gray hair trying to make you see something you ain't seen because you can't see it when you ain't been born again. God revealed himself to those that have been born again. See, let's just... Reverend Grimes last night, he said, God revelation only come to those that believe, those that accepted him, those that walk in his will. If you do that, then you're going to please God. How can you please God and you don't know him? How can you walk in his way and you don't know his way? How can you please God and you ain't been washed in the blood? How can you do it? None but the righteous shall see God. Look at yourself. I don't have time to run around here looking at y'all. Too many of y'all. I lose out on some of my business. That ain't my job to run around looking for faults and failures in people. My job, even if I see a fault in you, my job don't ever call a name or nothing. Just go to the scripture and say what the scriptures say. And if that don't get it out, I just need to leave it alone. I used to be evangelist. We was up in Kansas City, and we was out on the street, 12 o'clock at night, evangelizing to people. And the preacher was so religious, they get up to people, they give them five, six scriptures in the street. They don't even know God. What in the world? You trying to choke them people down. You're going to kill them in the street, even though it's the word of God. You're going to kill them out there trying to give them five scriptures how to be saved. You're killing them. Got to get them where they can sit down and rest and give you rest and peaceful and then start feeding them. Then you're going to please the Lord. But if you don't get where God wants you to be, you ain't going to do nothing to make trouble for yourself. The Bible goes on to say the minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to what they confirm the promises made unto the fathers. Now let me tell you something. Circumcision was the laws of the Jew. Now y'all see that? Now Rev going to something you ought to fool with. I know what I'm talking about though. I study that every day. That was the law of the Jews. See, that's why the Jews got on Jesus Christ. The Jews the one on Jesus. Why? Because Jesus come breaking Jewish laws. The laws didn't cover Jesus. He covered them. He gave them. We don't understand that. Everything written in the Bible is not, God didn't say it. A lot of Jewish writing. Jewish made a lot of laws that when Jesus came, they even called him a blasphemer. He even told him, you're going over the law of Moses. Jesus made Moses. How you gonna go over the law of Moses? God help us, Lord. This new year, we need to get in that truth, stay with it, teach it, let it edify you as we edify the Father which is in heaven, make him look good. That's what we got to do. It ain't that I want to look good. I want the church to look good. That's all I want. I want the church to look good. I want every officer in this church to be so proud of it that wherever you go, you say, Scott Island is the place to go. And here's the example. I am the example why you need to be at Scott Island. That's what we're supposed to do. I can't stand sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so, because you're a devil. I'm going to lay it out like it go. You're a devil. Nothing but a devil. I can't stand brother so-and-so, he's saying, sister so-and-so, she's saying, you're a devil when you can't stand him. If you've been born again, you got mercy, compassion, you got love, you got understanding, you got patience. If you've been born again, but when you ain't born, I expect you to walk right when you ain't been born again. God help us. Now watch this, y'all. And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written. For this call, I will confess thee among what? The Gentiles, and sing unto thy name. Listen at this. Jesus came to chosen people. He chose the 12 tribes of Israel. He brought forth Judah as the elect tribe of Israel. Now, just because you're chosen, that don't mean he elected you to do something. See, a lot of times we lie a lot. We lie a lot in church. See, the Holy Ghost told me to say this. No, it didn't. Holy Ghost ain't going to tell you to take a bale of water out because it ain't written in the book. I don't care what you say. I'm standing on the word. The Holy Ghost, if it ain't written in here and the Holy Ghost ain't tell you, because the Holy Ghost can't lie against the Father and the Son, it wouldn't be holy. We're going to learn. Only the righteous going to stand. Only the righteous going to stand. And I ain't talking about righteous in the mouth. I'm talking righteous in all your deeds. In all your deeds. See, we got to shift to outside people, Gentiles, that's people that's away from God. People ain't in religious sects. Well, that's your job. Jesus said he came to save them which is lost. And you got to know how to get up and say, this boy got a 357, and I need to tell him about Jesus. I ain't supposed to be scared of the 357. I'm supposed to be so strong in the Lord and the power of his might until I know how to talk to that brother, go up to him and talk good talk to him, get him looking at what I'm seeing. And after they say, man, I'm sure going to come by and see you and see because you got some good mind. I like that, but you ain't cutting me down. You ain't trying to tell me how bad I am. You trying to tell me how good I can be. I'm going to come see you, brother. The other people, they treat me like that. They've been calling me no good little dog. I heard them say one day, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Nazareth was a bad place. But everything good came out of Nazareth. All them big precious places didn't come from them. God never used a high up to do nothing for him. He always used servants. That's why every day I get up, I tell you I'm a servant of Jesus Christ. What do servants do? Obey their master. They obey their master. Was their master right or wrong? They obey their master. And see, my master ain't never wrong. He ain't never wrong. He always right. Because I feel good having my master. He said that for this cause, listen and be good, for this cause, Lord have mercy, I will confess to thee among what Gentiles. What I say to you, I can say to unsaved, because I know how to put it. See, God gave me three things, and I can boast about that: wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. If I look at you a few minutes, I know how to talk to you. God gave me that. I got that. I don't care if I don't have nothing else. I can see you a few minutes. I can talk to you. I know where you're going to be in a few minutes. I've been blessed by God for that. And I know how to approach you. I know where you're at. You might like football, and I know you like. God tell me you're a football player. I know how to get up to you. Bring the football up. Jesus went to them farmers and said, they must have seen you. I ain't no smarter than Christ. You got to be wise. You got to be wise. You look, see, he sent us out to get people to bring them to himself. He didn't tell them to run them off. Most churches around here now are almost empty because the preacher's taking authority instead of taking Jesus. They're taking up authority instead of taking up Jesus. And when you do that, you're going to fall. See, if you exalt yourself, the Bible says you're in for a great fall. I'm a servant, y'all. I will not exalt myself. I'm going to stay a servant. You know why? Where much is known, oh, Lord Jesus. If you know everything, you got a big weight on your shoulder. But much is known, much is required of you. Now, listen, let me go. If you know everything in the church, well, you're supposed to run the whole church. Set the other people down and let them run. You run the whole church and just let them do. That ain't right, though. That's not the will of God. He said we got many members, but it's the same spirit. If I ain't walking in the light, I'm a fulfill the lust of the flesh. All of us in here, not just me, all of us. Every one of us in here. So don't ever be prejudiced for other church members, other churches. I tell it all the time. People tell me, don't say that, Reb. Don't say that. When I come up, they had a few churches that think they was God. I'm no good. I'm silly. I can't talk to them and all kind of stuff like that. And I say, okay, I was scared to get around them because they're going to make me feel bad. So I stopped being around them. Next thing I see, say, boy, what you doing? I say, nothing. You need the Lord. I say, I got him. Watch me. Watch how I walk. Watch how I talk. Watch how I treat people. That's where you tell the story. That's where the story is. It ain't how well I can sing, how many notes on the keyboard I can show you. That ain't nothing to do with it. It's what's in your heart. Out of the heart flows the issue of life. Out of the heart flows the issues of life. Please hear that. Out of your heart, the core of your mind, not the chest breaker, out of the core of your mind. The word of God is healing to the flesh, brothers. The word of God, through faith, that come through Jesus Christ's word. So whoever you are, wherever you are, don't treat other people no different than you treat yourself. Same way you want to be treated, treat other people the same way. But if you want people to do you something, you do them the same way. That was the Lord saying. If you want to get on top of the building, go ahead. I ain't got no power in this church to stop you from going on the building. But I tell you what, you're supposed to, in the will of God, do those things that's pleasing to God. He'll let you go on the building and get back off the building and go on another building. If you're willing to be tested by him. But let me tell you, don't get up there if he didn't tell you. Don't get up there if he didn't tell you to get up. Don't get up there. Ask me. And we're almost through, but I got to tell this. I'm going to show you how religious we get. They told me one time, say, Pastor, you need to go to the hospital. This brother. See this brother. And they kept worrying me. And I'm saying to myself, all these preachers around here, they calling me. What they calling me for? Name the member of this church. So I asked the lady, I said, you couldn't get nobody else? She said, no. So he said, did. He said, you the only preacher in Alexandria. I'm telling you what, I'm in God's house. You don't want to preach in Alexandria. I trust. I said, no, don't say that, especially around your pastor. You have mad with me, because I've been through that. So here I go. I'm getting religious now. Here I go. First thing I did, laid hand on him and started praying. And that man said this, the room was full of people. I ain't asked you to pray for me. What you say? asked you to pray for me. So I've been doing it all my life. We go with the mission and everything. First thing we do is start praying for people. And this guy told me, I asked you. And then I went in the book of James. I went to the book of James. Say, you pray for yourself first. Then call for the elders of the church. Let them lay hands on, pray for you, and anoint you with oil, and you shall recover. And I said, look, all these years I've been ignorant, following somebody else. That's why I get it for myself now. I don't be listening at that chin. I know y'all think I'm crazy. I don't listen to that chin music. You say what you want to say. I ain't listening. If it's the word of God, you got me. As we close, listen to this. And again, listen at this good. Don't put one before the other, church. And again, I say, he said, rejoice, ye Gentile, with the people. Watch this. As I close, there isn't a person in this building, today, I confess it before God, there isn't a person in this building this day that I can't get along with. Not one. There isn't a person in this building today that me and them, they can make me argue with them. Not one. Why? Lionel took on God's covenant, and I kept stating the word, and he made me wise unto salvation. And because he made me wise, he'll let me see now. If you're trying to pull a trick, I already know the trick. I can tell you before I get to you the trick you're trying to pull. And I'm serious as I can be. I stand on that word this day. I know the tricks of the devil. I was a devil a long time myself. I know all of his tricks. I know his tricks. So after I seen his other people know his tricks like I do, I even come into church and I seen him pulling the devil tricks. And I used to tell people, oh, dang up, God. Reb, you trying to judge somebody? I said, okay. Say what you want to say. I said, that ain't of God. I read the scripture one day. It said, if you exalt yourself, shall be obeyed. He going to bring you down. And he did. And that's why I stand today in the word of God and saying this to all of you. If there's anything in your life this day that's troubling you, you pray for it. Then if your faith ain't strong enough, send for the elders. And elders mean old men, mature men, or spiritual people. That's not excluding the women. That's not excluding the women. Because my mother, she raised me. And I had respect till she laid, closed her eyes. And I still got respect for every elder person in this building. I give you supreme authority. This day, right now, young people, you can't give it to elder people get from me. I'm just telling you straight open. But the elder people that helped me to get to where I am now, I appreciate that. And I thank God for allowing that to happen in my life.
Now, oftentimes we get so caught up in what we're going through until we start complaining, Lord, why me? Why me? Why me? What you need to do, one day out of your busy schedule, take the time out. Visit a hospital. MD Anderson, walk up and down those corridors, and I guarantee you, you'll come back saying, I won't complain. Give him some love as he comes.
Good day. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over,
Iowa all of my good days. Outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say it one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days, and some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has He been good? He's been good to me. So well, are you could ever be? He's been so good. Tell me, you know what He did? Yeah, He dried all of my tears away. Midnight's in today, so I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body working with pain, but thank you, Lord. Bills I do, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. I won't, yeah, I won't complain. God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, 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 me. Yeah, and dry all of my tears away.
ever stop you from crying. Turn my midnight into day. So I just say thank you. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell them thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. Every one of my tears away. My midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't.
limit.